It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Carnegie Mellon University is among five organizations sharing a $7 million grant from the National Institutes of Mental Health to extend the work of the Autism Sequencing Consortium through 2022. The consortium collects and shares genetic data from individuals diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. The grant will allow researchers from CMU to include gene sequencing data from more than 50,000 families. As of last week, Fiat Chrysler and Google are offering rides to the public in their self-driving vehicles. The company says hundreds of people in the Phoenix area will be given rides and asked for feedback on the experience. Like Uber cars in Pittsburgh, all other vehicles have backup drivers who can take over in an emergency. This week, the Tech Report gets all wet. Water parks are becoming more and more popular across the country, but not everyone can play.
Water has never been really part of the special needs community as far as in the accessibility.
That's Ron Mirander. He's the general manager of Morgan's Wonderland in San Antonio, Texas. It's a theme park that is fully accessible to people with mobility issues. The company will open a water park this summer, but during development, they quickly saw a problem. Visitors with electric-powered chairs wouldn't be able to participate on their own. So they turned to the Human Engineering Research Lab at the University of Pittsburgh that was already working on a technology that could solve the problem. Rory Cooper runs the lab in the basement of a building in East Liberty.
So what we're standing in front of is a four-wheeled scooter entirely powered by high-pressure compressed air. So there's no electronics on it at all. It's all completely pneumatics.
Cooper and his team were working on the scooter as a possible replacement for the devices shoppers borrow at grocery stores and malls. The stores need to replace the heavy batteries on those scooters once or twice a year at a cost of about $300 a pop. Cooper says they realized if they could transfer the technology to a powered wheelchair, they could open the door to another level of mobility for users.
Let's say you're a high school age person and you want to go out with friends right now. You know, you got to get mom or dad to drive the accessible van for you. This is light enough that literally two friends could throw this in the back of a pickup truck or an SUV. I mean, even if you're older and you go to a long-term care facility, a lot of them don't want power chairs in there because of the fire hazards and other electrical shock hazards and risks. So all those will be eliminated.
Cooper says the technology could make air travel easier as well. Airlines don't like the weight or fire hazard associated with the batteries. And wheelchair users don't like the airlines taking apart their chairs at the gate. At home, owners would refill their air tanks using a commercially available air compressor. When traveling, they could stop in at a fire station or a sporting goods store for a 5 to 10 minute top-off. And if they're at the beach, they can head over to the scuba shop.
We've actually contacted by the state of Florida and some of their fully accessible beaches. They have beach chairs, but they all have to be pushed by somebody else. You know, they were like, we'd like to get engaged in this so that we can have people can drive into the waves themselves.
But that would require more engineering. Currently, there's one prototype in the lab in Pittsburgh and one more polished version at the water park in San Antonio. The park is contracted with a traditional wheelchair manufacturer to make 9 more with the hope that it will become commercially available in the future. Park manager Ron Mirander says since announcing that the park would have the chairs, they've been flooded with calls.
The pneumatic wheelchair will just be able to have our guests feel complete.
Pitt's Rory Cooper says he does not think the air chairs will fully replace battery-operated chairs, but he thinks they will fill a substantial niche. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.